702, The World View
with Adam Gilchrist.
23 after 8. Adam, a very good morning to you. Let's start in Ukraine. We've seen the biggest onslaught by Russian drones on Kyiv, but Ukraine claiming some success against them.
They are, absolutely. I mean, we always take this with a little bit of a pinch of salt, because whether you're on Ukraine side or not, from afar, there's that feeling that, sometimes maybe Volodymyr Zelensky over-eggs his pudding. But still, let's take it at face value. He's suggested that their air defense forces have absolutely repelled what was Russia's largest drone attack on the capital, Kyiv, since the war began. So in 15 months, I mean, boy, were they hammering down at one stage. In the words of Volodymyr Zelensky, his military commandos are heroes, and they brought many of the kamikaze drones down. We know two people were killed and several wounded in the attack. Russia has stepped up its attacks. That was the 14th air attack on Kyiv this month. Which in itself is extraordinary. I mean, it's one every other day, basically. And this, I think the timing wouldn't have been lost on Russia. This was as the people of the capital were celebrating Kyiv Day, or about to celebrate Kyiv Day. The Ukrainian capital was founded exactly 1,500 years ago. As I say, these dates, you think about Russia's own military dates as well, they do seem to like to attack on an anniversary of something.
Gosh, we're a water-scarce country. I can't imagine anything more unconscionable than our next story. I mean, it's the ultimate water wastage, is it
not? An Indian government official, a food inspector by the name of Rajesh Vishwas, he dropped his smartphone into a reservoir, into the Kerkata Dam, while he was taking a selfie. I mean, it's easily done, but Mr. Vishwas asked divers to search for it. I mean, fair enough, because he said there was sensitive government data in there, but maybe that's still a little bit going too far. I remember my wife dropping her mobile phone into the Pacific Ocean, and there wasn't much action we could take. In this instance, when they couldn't find the mobile phone, the divers, he asked them to drain the lake. 3 days later, 2 million litres of water pumped out of the reservoir so that Mr. Vishwas could retrieve his mobile phone. He duly found it, waterlogged, it would not switch on. I don't know if it helps putting it in a bag of rice at that stage, but frankly, 2 million litres of water wasted so that he could find a phone that otherwise would have been lost for all time. I wonder what else they found in there as well, come to that. Do we need to mention that India is one of the world's most water-stressed nations, and it's an especially precious resource? I suggest in South Africa a head would roll, would it not?
Gosh, you would hope so. You would hope. I mean, what was he thinking? I wonder what's on that phone, as you say. Now, this next story, maybe, Adam, the teachers shouldn't have left those kids alone. I mean, is ignorance an excuse here? Roger Waters dressed up as a Nazi?
It's a tricky one, this, because Prince Harry got into big trouble, didn't he, for going to a fancy dress party when people were dressed in Nazi uniforms. And here we have German police investigating because Roger Waters, the Pink Floyd frontman, he was doing his gig. He wore a long black overcoat with a red armband. There were the two black crossed hammers appearing on his jacket. So very Nazi-esque or neo-Nazi-esque. He also had, at one stage, an imitation machine gun on stage and was pointing it into the audience. Now, Germany bans displaying any kind of Nazi symbols. Now, arguably, of course, those are not Nazi symbols. They are Nazi-esque. There are artistic reasons as well. There are artistic excuses in Germany sometimes about how you can get away with it. The only thing is, I understand that Nazi stuff is especially sensitive, especially in Germany, and police may want to look into it, but have they not heard of the anti-fascism album The Wall from, what was it, 1982? I mean, could they not have just gone, oh, it's the anti-fascism statement of Roger Waters that he is therefore dressing up in order to emphasize? I don't know. I think sometimes these artistic nuances are lost, aren't they, on the authorities?
Yeah, and I think sometimes as an artist, you've got to be able to know what the immediate reaction will be to what you're putting out there versus those people who go painstakingly at your work and your history and go, oh, that's what they mean. Sometimes the joke just isn't funny. Adam Gilchrist, we'll leave it there for this morning's Worldview.